Carney with Classic Hits Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. A great matchup here on both the boys and girls games for you tonight as Sandy Creek, they leave the conference for a little while. Kearney Catholic leaves the conference for the night, and we have a great interconference matchup here as Sandy Creek on the girls' side comes in with the number two team in the state. Their only loss on the year came to Hastings St. Cecilia. For Kearney Catholic, the girls come in rated number nine in the state. The Kearney Catholic boys are also rated number nine in the state. Good news for the boys, as Brian Huseman is expected to play in somewhat limited action tonight, but a couple weeks ago it was feared that he might be lost for the season. He will make his return tonight as these two teams are starting to fine-tune their games a little bit, get ready for the conference tournament that's coming up next week. That's on the boys' side. Now on the girls' side, this is a great top 10 matchup. According to the Omaha World Herald, the Stars come in at number 9 after stubbing their toe against Pierce last week. And Sandy Creek, easy win for them last night. They roll in 15-1 on the season, number 2 in the state. And so this is going to be a great matchup here tonight at Cope Coliseum. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Stars and the Cougars for our girls' game. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this timeout.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for Sandy Creek. As we mentioned, the Lady Cougars come in very well thought of. They come in at 12-1 on the season. Their only loss came against Hastings St. Cecilia, and that one was a tight one. They lost that one 42-39. One reason why the Omaha World Herald has the Cougars rated number 2 in the state. Their starters look like this. Connor Lowry, a 5'5 sophomore. She'll start with Tori Wheeler, 5'6 and a senior. Montana Heinrichs, 5'10 and a senior. Ashley Harms, 5'11 senior. And Michaela Shaw, 5'11 and a junior. Coming off the bench early for Sandy Creek will be Dylan Woodbury for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. And Russ Neinmeyer, one of those elite coaches in girls basketball in the state. Number of championship banners hanging up over at Fairfield as Sandy Creek, as we mentioned, another outstanding team. They're not real deep, however. They don't go a whole lot deeper than their top six, maybe seven. In fact, on their varsity roster, they only have 7 players listed, so they will not be a real deep ball club. For Kearney Catholic, well, their depth has kind of been eroded because of some injuries over the course of the season, as Bailey Sokolowski and Ellie Connolly will not be playing here tonight. And so let's give you the starters here for the Stars. Michaela Messel, the 5'6 junior, she'll be making the start. She's averaging right at 12 points per ball game. Anna Howell, also a senior, a senior at 5'5. Messel is a junior. Howell, the 5'5 senior, will make the start. She's averaging about 5.5 points per ball game. Allie Prosowski, averaging right at 7 points per ball game. She is 5'4 and only a freshman. She'll start with Whitney Colling. Colling will make the start tonight. She's averaging 4.5 points as a freshman, and she's also 5'5", and Theron Baum will round out the starting lineup. Baum, the 6'1 junior, is averaging right at 12.5 points per ball game for head coach Rick Petrie. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up a pregame. We'll do that right after this. Timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the starting lineup, being introduced here. And again, that'll give us an opportunity to kind of compare records a little bit between these two teams. As we mentioned, Sandy Creek rated number 2 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald in girls basketball. They are 12-1. Their only loss on the season came to Hastings St. Cecilia as they lost to the Blue Hawks, or the Hawkettes, 42-39. And that was a little bit before Christmas. It was on December 22nd. Kearney Catholic, who at one time was rated number 2 in the state, did lose to St. Cecilia, their first loss here at Cope Coliseum, snapping a 49-game winning streak in this building, 64 games at home overall. They lost to them 46-41, so you compare that, the best teams probably that both these two teams have played, and they match up very, very well. And Kearney Catholic last week fell at Pierce, 50-32, just a bad performance on the road. And Kearney Catholic does not have a large number of teams that they're playing from here on out that have real good records, at least not in the regular season. Obviously, next week the conference tournament gets underway and they run the possibility of running into some pretty good teams there. But they still have Sandy Creek at 12-1, Centura at 17-1. The only loss for Centura this year was the first game of the season, where they lost to Sandy Creek by a final of 49-42. We'll take a break. Back with a tip after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service safety. Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. The national anthem just wrapping up. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white uniforms. The Cougars will be hitting the road in their road uniforms and their warm-ups with the word Cougars across the front. Kearney Catholic with, of course, stars across. And again, these are two programs, especially in girls basketball, that are some of the elite in the state in terms of the success that they have had over the years. Russ Neinmeyer, one of the winningest coaches in the history of girls basketball in the state. His team's traditionally very astute, very sound defensively. And Coach Petrie, he likes to put pressure on the ball as well. So really great defensive matchup for these two teams as both teams break the huddle. Theron Baum will be doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic. And for the Cougars, doing the honors will be Michaela Shaw. And the ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Sandy Creek. So the Cougars have the first possession of the ball game. And Kearney Catholic is going to pick things up man-to-man. Long pass down low, and Harms on the inside is fouled right away by Theron Baum. And so one of those problems that Baum has through the course of her playing experience has been a little bit of foul trouble from time to time. And 10 seconds into the game, we do have our first foul. Ashley Harms will go to the line. She'll have two free throws. The first one is short, so we still have no score here in the very early stages. Again, Kearney Catholic, a little short staff. They had 3 6'1 underclassmen on the roster, and they lost Bailey Sokolowski early in the year due to injury, and now slowed down dramatically has been Megan Anderson. Anderson was ill from school yesterday and also sore back today, so she is not making the start, although she is in uniform. Kearney Catholic has it in the offensive zone after the second free throw by Harms was good, and nobody picks up on the inside on a Howell, and Howell misses a bunny. It's saved into Theron Baum. Baum's going to drive. Shot off, no good. Rebound being tipped around, and finally pulling it out there is Tori Wheeler, and Wheeler has the ball stolen away by Anna Howell, and Howell is fouled in underneath. She got her own rebound after missing a second easy shot, and Kearney Catholic not able to score here, but there was a foul, so the Stars will inbound it. Heinrichs whistle for her first personal. Kearney Catholic kicks it in for Whitney Colling. Colling will work it back around the perimeter to Messel. And Messel gets it to Baum at the elbow. Baum's going to drive the lane, kick it back out for Messel. Messel not open, throws it back in for Baum, and it's knocked away by Shaw, so that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Quickly, the Cougars in the offensive zone, and Shaw will get the ball right back out here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs, 5 second count going on, dribbling up against Howell. Picks up her dribble, kicks left wing for Harms. Harms has the ball knocked away by Messel. Harms picks it back up. She's going to drive, penetrate, and have the ball knocked out of bounds by Theron Baum. Really no room for the basketball to go at all, and a quick timeout for Russ Neinmeyer. Coach Neinmeyer not happy with how things are looking here offensively early on, so he calls a quick 30-second timeout. A minute 16 into the game. It's 1-0 Sandy Creek. Back after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Well, that was a quick timeout to kind of set things up offensively. So the Cougars, we'll see what they have in mind here. They get on the baseline to Harms after the inbounds. Heinrichs stands at the top of this key. Kearney Catholic right now switching to a little bit of a zone here. And that ball on the right side. We got a whistle. And I think Kearney Catholic made contact with the ball while they were standing out of bounds on that far side. So it is still Cougar ball. Lowry will just toss the ball over for Heinrichs. Heinrichs double team, long pass, and it's intercepted. The steal by Prosowski. Prosowski leads a 2-on-1 break, gives it up on the left side. The layup, no good. And rebounded by Shaw. Tried to get the ball out for Holling, she missed the layup, and now hustling back, Allie Prasovsky knocks the ball out of bounds. Kearney Catholic has taken five shots within 2 feet of the basket, and they have yet to score in the ball game. And the Cougars here have a free throw. And you are caught up with all the scoring. Harms gets it on the baseline. Nice little spin move. Jumper is an air ball tipped around into the hands of Mestel. Mestel's on the run. Mestel will lead a break. Mestel's going to take it all the way in herself. She gets the bucket and the foul. Just took care of business herself, did Michaela Mestel. And again, there was just enough white jerseys running with her that the defender kind of had to respect the pass. And Montana Heinrichs has picked up her second personal foul. So the free throw here is short and the rebound by Michaela Shaw. And Shaw will bring it up court herself. Shaw will take it all the way in. And she keeps her pivot foot, kicks it out for Harms. And Harms lost the ball, last to touch it was Mestel. So Cougars will inbound underneath their own basket. Stars lead it 2-1 in the early stages. With it is number 21, Heinrichs. Heinrichs loses the ball to Mestel. So that'll be another Sandy Creek turnover. Pass up ahead on Howell. Howell lost the ball. Now she'll pick it up. Give it to Prasovsky. Prasovsky in the corner tries to get it inside for Theron Baum. And the Sandy Creek defense will not allow that. They step in and make the steal. Coming up with the ball is Heinrichs. And Heinrichs on the dribble. Still has the bounce. Gives it left side for Shaw. Shaw doesn't want to shoot at the top of Baum. So she'll give it off for Harms. Harms pass stolen away. Steal on Howell, and Howell has her pocket pick from behind Heinrich. So we swap turnovers, and Mestel, fortunate she didn't get called for a cheap reach foul there. Didn't really get much of an advantage as Sandy Creek maintains the possession. I think if she'd come away with the steal, they would have called the foul. Driving here is Wheeler. Wheeler has it knocked away, picked up by Prasovsky, so another turnover. The defense has been great. The flip side of that is neither offense has really gotten in any sort of flow whatsoever. Howell on that left wing, facing the Cougars' pressure, is going to lob it inside. Dangerous pass, tipped out. Here's Prasovsky for three, and she hits the three. They tried to work it inside for Theron Baum, and Baum, double-teamed, just tipped it out for Prasovsky, and Prasovsky drains the three. On the dribble is Heinrichs. She'll give left wing here for Shaw. Throws in the corner for Harms, and Harms gets the ball right back out. And in the lane, we've got a little block whistled on Kearney Catholic. Right there with her was Allie Prasovsky, and Prasovsky is going to be called for a body foul. And that'll be her first, team's first. Megan Anderson going to check into the game, and also Shayla Connor for Kearney Catholic. And again for Sandy Creek, Dylan Woodbury is going to come into the game for Montana Heinrichs, in part because Heinrichs has those two personal fouls. Harms is going to toss it in. She'll give it in for Wheeler. Wheeler on the baseline. Passes it out. Caught by Lowry. Lowry pass on that right wing for Harms. Nothing happening there, so they're going to reset the offense. Between the circles with the dribble here is Wheeler. She'll give right side for Connor Lowry. Skip pass over for Harms. Harms is going to fire a long three. It's no good. And it's going to be saved by a hustling Ashley Harms. Michaela Mestel just tried to screen her away from it because she did not want to catch the ball in the corner, but quick enough was Ashley Harms to come around that she was able to save it and throw it off the legs of Mestel, and so it will be Sandy Creek ball as they throw it in the corner. Wheeler gives it for Harms, right wing to Lowry, off the inbounds play. Woodbury has it now, and her bounce pass will go out to Wheeler. Wheeler picked up there by Connor as Kearney Catholic right now going zone. Dribbling is Woodbury. She shut off, gives it back out for Harms. And now to reset the offense will be Tori Wheeler. Wheeler kicks on the left wing here for Lowry. Into the corner, thinking about the three was Woodbury. But again, they have not had an open look. Ball is knocked loose. Connor comes up with the steal. The fifth turnover here by Sandy Creek. And again, all of them, I think, have been forced by pretty good Kearney Catholic defense. Right side Theron Baum, well behind the three-point arc. They're going to respect her ability to shoot. So Baum will drill down to the baseline and gives it out to Mestel, who has it between the circles. Now the lob pass on the inside for Megan Anderson. Anderson with the catch. Ball knocked loose by Harms. And Sandy Creek comes away with the basketball. And again, not a bad pass in there for Megan Anderson. She just didn't make the catch. Toy Wheeler has it. They're going to double team her. And the ball knocked loose. Goes in the backcourt. But it's okay because it was touched. And we got a timeout here for Russ Neinmeyer and Sandy Creek. They've used their second 30-second timeout with 2:58 to go here. First quarter, it's 5-1 Kearney Catholic. We're back after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Now, we've seen this over the years, and I think very highly of Coach Neinmeier and his coaching ability, and he's just not happy with how his team's playing. He'll use up all the timeouts he needs to because getting buried, and then saving timeouts doesn't do you any good. So he calls the timeout. Wheeler will work it back around for Woodbury. Woodbury throws it on the baseline here for Shaw. Shaw, nice dribble on the baseline. Shot no good. Theron Baum can't come up with a rebound. It's pulled down by Shaw. Shaw, another rebound, and this time she's able to put it in. First field goal of the game. As a couple of rebounds there by Michaela Shaw, and then the pass up ahead, and we got a foul in transition against the Cougars, and driving into the rack was Kearney Catholic. So I think they're going to say, the referees are going to get together, and they're going to decide whether or not they were in the act of shooting or not. The three officials are huddling up right now. And they're going to say it is two shots. Theron Baum is going to go to the line and shoot two. That's one of those things, I just love it. The officials got together, they talked about it, and I think it was probably a 2 out of 3 thing, and referee Van Langen, who really kind of called the huddle, is now going to have a conversation with head coach Russ Neinmeier. The foul on Wheeler is her first. We'll send Theron Baum to the line to shoot two, and the first shot by Baum is good. I don't think Russ Neinmeier is convinced, but we've reached agreed to disagree here. Second free throw is up and good for Theron Baum as well. So she hits both free throws, long outlet pass to Wheeler, and Wheeler drug her foot. Yep, she was just going a little bit too fast in the face of that pressure, and that one, probably the first turnover against Sandy Creek, that wasn't caused by somebody stepping in the passing lane and making a really good athletic play. That's really the first unforced error by Sandy Creek. Kearney Catholic's defense, though, putting pretty good pressure on, and now Sandy Creek going to try to return the favor. Shaw working up against Mestel, and Mestel brings it in the offensive zone. Kicks left side for Connor. Connor is going to drive up against Lowry, and the ball off on the weave for Theron Baum. Baum has her shot blocked as she tries the three. Rebounded by Shayla Connor. Connor's going to kick it back out. Now Baum is open for the three, and this one she hits. She drains the three-pointer after having her shot blocked initially by Michaela Shaw. So maybe a fortunate bounce there for Kearney Catholic, and they now lead it 10-3. Pass on the inside, actually a quick shot, and it's intercepted by Megan Anderson. So the rebound by Anderson, let me get my terminology correct, the rebound by Anderson, and now Messel's just going to get the ball handed to her. She'll kick on the left side, Baum to fire another long one, and she hit another long one. On that left side, Theron Baum has stroked in a couple of three-pointers, and the Stars lead it by 10. 13-3. Battle of the 13s with the basketball. Now kick right side. Michaela Shaw. She'll get the ball back out for Tori Wheeler. Nice lob pass inside for Ashley Harms. Harms dribbles with that left hand, and she lays it up and in around Theron Baum. That was a pretty drive, and it allows Sandy Creek to put a little pressure on. Michaela Mestel brings it across the timeline here. And she'll face that man-to-man pressure. Morgan Studi checked in at the last stoppage. She has a dribble, has a little screen, will kick left wing for Mestel. Entry pass for Anderson. Anderson kicks back out for Theron Baum. This time Baum's going to drive. Baum is going to have the ball ripped from her arms, and that'll be a foul on Sandy Creek as she was driving in. And I'm sure they're going to say she was in the act of shooting. Yeah, a couple of shots coming up here for Theron Baum, who has 8 points in the quarter. She's drained a couple of threes and has hit a couple of free throws. And Baum will go to the line, and we'll shoot two more after the foul was whistled on Michaela Shaw, her first. The first free throw is no good. Fourth Theron Baum. Baum on the season, about a 71% free throw shooter. 13-5, 55 seconds to go in the quarter. And Theron Baum extends the lead. 9-point advantage for Kearney Catholic as Wheeler brings in the offensive zone here for the Cougars. They double-team her, and they'll throw it top of the circle here for Michaela Shaw. Gives it left side. Penetrating now is Harms, and she is shut off by Prasoski. And this is as good as I've seen Kearney Catholic's defense look all season. Shaw tries to lob it on the inside, off the fingertips of Dylan Woodbury, and out of bounds. Checking in here for the Stars is going to be Kayla Shundoff. And again, Coach Petrie, he's going pretty deep in his bench. He's gone 9 deep so far. And he probably does have a deeper bench than what Coach Russ Neidmeyer has. Bad entry pass on the inside. Goes off the shoe tips of Whitney Colling. Colling had that bounce pass right at her feet. In fact, it bounced at her feet, and she wasn't able to reel it in. So that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Inbounded for Sandy Creek, and open is Michaela Shaw. And Shaw makes Kearney Catholic pay for their mistake. She hits the little jumper here, and with 27 seconds left, 7-point ball game as the Stars bring in the offensive zone. Left wing on a howl. Gives it now right wing for Whitney Colling. 14-7. Driving is Colling. Colling. Jumper right side. In and out. No good. Nothing but red jerseys there. And Michaela Shaw, fifth rebound of the game. 7 seconds left. Top of the circle, Shaw. Shaw from the elbow is going to kick it back out. Wheeler is going to fire a three and hits the three. She turns the net inside out at the buzzer. And just like that, Sandy Creek a little run to end the first quarter. And it's 14-10. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Sandy Creek with the momentum. We're back after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Well, what a good quarter for Theron Baum. She finished with 9 points in the quarter. Allie Prasowski hit a three. Michaela Mesta with a deuce. That's the scoring here for Kearney Catholic. For Sandy Creek, Michaela Shaw doing most of the heavy lifting. She's got 5 rebounds, 4 points. Ashley Harms has 3 points, and Troy Wheeler also draining that three-pointer at the buzzer to make it 14-10. Kearney Catholic with the lead. They will start the second quarter with the basketball. And Sandy Creek, they're feeling a little bit better about themselves. Remember, Coach Neidmeyer called a couple of timeouts because he didn't like the way his team was playing. Off the inbounds play, quick little jumper by Allie Prasowski, and it's an air ball. They're going to say Sandy Creek did not touch it, so that'll be a team rebound here for the Cougars as Kearney Catholic loses the basketball. Heinrichs on that right side gets a quick outlet pass, and now they'll throw it down low for Shaw, and Shaw's fouled. Theron Baum a little bit out of position there. And she reached for the ball, and that's going to be her second personal foul. So Baum, who's been hot, has to sit on the bench now with foul trouble. That's her second personal foul. She got a foul 10 seconds into the first quarter. Now she's got one 15 seconds into the second. Top of the key, Heinrichs gets the inbounds. Entry pass, good catch there by Michaela Shaw. She'll kick it out for Wheeler, who will fire a three, no good. And Prasowski pulls down the rebound. And Prasowski gives her Mestel here for Kearney Catholic. Trying to add on to their 4-point lead. They'll give it left side for Anna Howell. And this time, Sandy Creek going man-to-man. Giving it to Prasowski. Prasowski throws it top of the circle. Good hustle there by Mestel to keep it from going over and back. Mestel has the dribble as she's picked up by Shaw. Gets it for Prasowski. Prasowski has the ball knocked away. That'll be another Sandy Creek steal. And the Cougars are on the run. They get it up ahead and off the fingertips of Taylor Heinrichs. And that'll be, oh, they're going to say that it was last touched by one of the Stars. Well, there was a jersey there. And so Taylor Heinrichs will help inbound it. Harms has it on the baseline. Jumper is up and good. And Ashley Harms has the first points of the second quarter. It's 14-12. Long pass up ahead. Stars trying to add to their lead. A lead they led by 10, and now it's down to only 2. Kick left side, Mestel. Nestle, good pressure there by Michaela Shaw. And off on the corner is Whitney Colling. She'll fire a three, no good. Rebound tipped around and pulled out of there by Ashley Harms. And Kearney Catholic almost whistled for a foul on the inside. Great entry pass down low. Heinrichs tries to lay it up, won't go. Montana Heinrichs gets the offensive rebound, and now she'll head to the line and shoot two. She hustled there after she got a great pass along the baseline, missed the first shot, but then when she tried the putback, Megan Anderson got her on the arm. And so Heinrichs will shoot two, and the first one is good. She'll be able to erase that deficit that Sandy Creek once had at 10 points. She'll be able to erase it completely here if she can hit this free throw. It's 14-13, 6:23 to go here before halftime. And the free throw is good. So we are deadlocked. Long pass, and that's going to be stolen away. Another Kearney Catholic turnover as the Cougars have it. They'll give it top of the circle here for Montana Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the lane for Shaw. Back out. Three-pointer here for Montana Heinrichs. No good. And the offensive rebound shot will not fall. Rebounded by Michaela Mestel. And Mestel will dribble through traffic. Lob it for Prisoski on that left wing. Back out for Anna Howell as they're going to reset the offense. Dribbling is Howell. And she'll give it for Mestel. Again, the Cougars going man-to-man. Anderson asking for the ball down low, but Mestel's going to dribble a little bit, and we got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Coach Petrie doesn't like the way the offense is looking. Theron Baum is going to check in. We're tied at 14, 5:46 to go, second quarter, back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Kearney Catholic build a big early lead. Sandy Creek now has erased that lead, and both coaches have tried to stem the tide a little bit by using some 30-second timeouts. And we'll see what Kearney Catholic is able to get done here with their quick little breather here as Michaela Mestel will get the inbounds. We're tied at 14. Mestel in the offensive zone, kicks on the baseline for Howell. And again, Sandy Creek's going man-to-man here. Theronbaum checked in. She's posting up. Now she's going to screen for Mestel. Mestel's open for a three. No good. Rebound pulled down over there by Sandy Creek. Snagging the bound was Heinrichs. And they'll kick on that right corner for Michaela Shaw, and she hits a three. Michaela Shaw drains the three-pointer. First lead of the ballgame here for Sandy Creek. And I believe this is a 15-0 run. No, 15-2 run. And with the basketball on the dribble is going to be Shayla Connor. Connor is pushed out of bounds. She ended up going out of bounds, and they're going to say the reason she went out of bounds was because of the contact by Heinrichs. So Taylor Heinrichs whistled for the foul. And again, had she not gotten out of bounds and kept her dribble, that probably wouldn't have been called a foul. With the dribble is going to be Theron Baum. Baum in the corner, has the ball knocked loose. And she will be able to kick it back out, giving it to Mestel. Russ Neinmeier wanted a double dribble call. They're going to say the ball was knocked away from her, therefore she could dribble. And now it is stolen away by Sandy Creek. The steal by Wheeler. Wheeler's going to weigh it up, hanging on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, and then the foul. Montana Heinrichs with another rebound, and now another trip to the line, as there'll be two fouls, well, one foul, but two shots because of the actions of Michaela Mestel. That'll be her first foul. And a couple of free throws here for Sandy Creek. Their first trip to the line since they took the lead. Their free throw is up and good. Heinrichs a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. And as a team, Sandy Creek 4 out of 5 from the line. They lead it 18-14. This is their largest lead of the game. Stars led early on by 10. Free throw up and good. 5-point lead here for Sandy Creek. And with the dribble is going to be Anna Howell. She'll give it to Mestel. Mestel lobs it inside for Theron Baum. Baum having trouble catching it, but she's able to get it and shoot it. And then it's tied up, I thought. But they're going to say Heinrichs comes up with it. She's going to outlet it quickly here from Michaela Shaw. Shaw dribbles around Mestel, lays it up and in. 21-14. Sandy Creek, now they're up by the touchdown. With the dribble is Prisoski. She'll give it between the circles here for Anna Howell. Howell's going to drive. Howell is going to be fouled well before she can put up a shot. And again, one of the things that Kearney Catholic, I think, might try to do is penetrate, get some fouls, whistle against Sandy Creek. They feel that maybe they have a size advantage on the inbounds. Theronbaum had it and then had it ripped out of her hands by Ashley Harms. Good hands there by Harms, because if Baum is able to make that catch on a pretty good bounce pass, She's got a layup. And Harms is able to knock it out of bounds. Kearney Catholic still has possession here. But Harms saved a bucket. No question about it. Bob pass for Theron. Bomb. She's got it top of the key. And in her face there by Harms. And she'll kick on the left side for Prasoski. Prasoski's going to penetrate. Throw it in the corner for Connor. Connor's long jumper, no good. Rebounded by Ashley Harms. Her second rebound of the half. Quickly up ahead, they get it to Connor Lowry. Lowry pass on the inside. Shot is blocked. Shaw gets it back. Shaw's shot blocked again. This time, well, one was blocked by Messel. The other one was blocked by Baum. And now Messel in transition. 15-foot jumper, no good. Heinrich with the rebound. And dribbling through traffic we go. Wheeler gets it in the lane. Harms has the ball knocked out of bounds, but off of Theron Baum. And another timeout here, Kearney Catholic. Stars call the timeout. They trail it 21-14. 3:23 to go, second quarter. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. 3:23 to go here in the first half. 21-14. Sandy Creek with the lead. Stars led at one point, 12-2. So a 19-2 run here has allowed Sandy Creek to build a comfortable lead here. Still, obviously, a lot of time to go in the ball game, and again, it's just kind of interesting that both teams have made runs at each other. Sandy Creek's has been longer and stronger, but Kearney Catholic had the first one, and when Kearney Catholic was on their run, Russ Neinmeyer called a couple of 30-second timeouts, and now the Kearney Catholic's on a run. Rick Petrie's doing the exact same thing. We'll see if the Stars can kind of buckle down here defensively. They played so well defensively in the early stages, and now Ashley Harms will inbound it. She'll toss it in for Michaela Shaw. Shaw back inside for Harms. Harms turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound taken out by Taylor Heinrichs. And the ball knocked out of bounds off the legs of one of the Cougars and out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover on the Cougars. And Kearney Catholic will face full court pressure here as the Stars get it to Michaela Mestel. Mestel picked up there by Michaela Shaw. That's a great matchup. A couple of very good basketball players. And Anna Howell has it top of the circle. She'll just, well, now she's looking for somebody to pass to, and she finds Messel eventually. And they get it on the inside, and Theron Baum is fouled. She got the ball on that quick little bounce pass by Messel, and Baum went right up with it strong, and she'll go line and shoot two, where she's 3 out of 4 in the game and about a 71% shooter on the season. The foul on Tori Wheeler, check that, it's not on Wheeler. It is on Taylor Heinrichs, and that'll be her second. The free throw was good for Theron Baum. So that'll stop a little dry spell here for Kearney Catholic. Been a while since they moved the scoreboard at all. They were stuck on 14 for a long time. Free throws no good. And rebounded by Michaela Shaw, her seventh rebound of the first half. 21-15 Sandy Creek. And Lowry has it on the right side. She's picked up there defensively by Shundoff, who checked in during the timeout. And they dump it to the elbow for Shaw. Shaw's jumper, no good. Nothing but white jerseys there. And Anna Howell gets the ball after one of her teammates kind of fumbled it. And Howell is the one that comes up with the rebound. And she gives it for Mestel. Mestel penetrating against Shaw. Gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski's going to drive, going to shoot. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be thrown off the legs of one of the Stars by the Cougars. Coming up with a loose ball quickly and dumping it off the leg of Shundoff. Both of them were hustling for the ball, and Michaela Shaw is able to get the ball here for Sandy Creek. 21-15. Right wing Shaw. She'll drive. She'll walk before she puts up the shot. She was dribbling around the defense of Theron Baum, and when I heard the whistle, Kearney Catholic fans probably were holding their breath because Theron Baum already has two fouls, and had they been called a foul, but I think they got that one right. That is a walk. And Anna Howell will get the inbound. Wheeler going to pressure her. Howell slowly up court, little hesitation dribble, kicks now left wing for Mestel. Mestel drives, top of the lane, jumper off glass, no good. Nothing but white jerseys there, red jerseys rather. And Heinrichs comes up with a rebound, gets it up ahead to Lowry. Lowry's going to drive all the way in and score. Connor Lowry just found another gear there and just kind of ran ahead of the pack and pushed Sandy Creek's lead back out to 8, 23-15. Long, dangerous pass, stolen away. Ashley Harms comes up with it. Harms is going to penetrate, left-hand layup, no good. Mestel with the rebound, Stars on the run. Theron Baum, left side for Shundoff. Shundoff in the lane, shot up glass, no good. Rebound by Shaw, her eighth of the quarter. Quickly up ahead for Wheeler. Wheeler is going to kick the ball back out. Harms thought about the three. Entry pass inside, kicked right back out. Jumper short for Harms and rebounded by Kayla Shundoff. So Stars have the basketball, and they're going to walk it into the offensive zone. Minute three to go before halftime. Left wing, Morgan Studi, going to just hand the ball off on the weave to Howell. Now missed a long three, bounces around. It actually hit the wire above the rim. And the first one to notice it was Russ Neinmeyer. And I think the officials had it anyway. It bounced around, almost went in after it hit that guide wire that they used to pull up the basket. So that's out of bounds. And so Sandy Creek gets it after what's termed a team rebound. Left wing Wheeler gives it in the corner for Harms. And again, Kearney Catholic right now going with a little 2-3 zone. Jumper right side well off the mark. Not even close. And Theron Baum pulls down her second rebound of the first half. Pass up ahead. A dangerous one. And it's almost stolen away by Montana Heinrichs. And out of bounds. So right in front of the Sandy Creek bench, the Stars will inbound with 30.4 to go before halftime. Inbounded for Anna Howell. 23-15, Cougars with the lead, Stars with the basketball. Studi gives it top of the circle here for Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff is going to hand it back out for Anna Howell. Howell's going to penetrate left side. Great pressure there by the Cougars, and a little backdoor cut. They'll give it for Prasovsky. Prasovsky drives, and it's good. So bucket here for Kearney Catholic. 5 seconds left. Long pass out ahead. Shaw, too strong. Rebounded by Morgan Studi. Studi's going to dribble through traffic. Actually traveled right at the buzzer. Couldn't get the whistle blown in time. So one half is in the books. And it's 23-17. Sandy Creek with the lead here at Kearney Catholic. A great matchup between two top 10 teams here in Class C1 girls basketball. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, right after this timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game where the Stars have some work to do. They're trailing second-ranked Sandy Creek 23-17 at intermission. On the boys' side, another pretty good matchup. Kearney Catholic rated number 9 in the state in boys' basketball, and they're playing a team that's really no slouch. Sandy Creek comes in with a record of 9-5 on the year. To help us kind of talk about that game is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Leese. And, Coach, good to see you. Got kind of some good news here. You're getting one of your important weapons back a little bit.
Yep. Brian Hoosman's going to be able to warm up a little bit and maybe get in here and there a little bit tonight. And he practiced Wednesday a little bit in practice, and he said it felt really good. And So we'll get him in there tonight and see what he does. He looked good yesterday in practice.
And again, the injury was to the kneecap itself, correct? So it's not ligament, it wasn't muscle, any of that other stuff.
Nope.
So what's the hesitation with him not being able to play more minutes?
Just the mere fact that, you know, getting him in there. I mean, he'll play probably, you know, 2 to 4 minutes a quarter, but, you know, it won't. I just want to make sure that everything's fine, and you know, and he's comfortable playing on it, and so on and so forth. They got a pad there for it in case he goes down on that knee or anything like that. But the ligaments and the muscle is fine, and everything checked out really good, Randy. So he'll just gradually get more and more minutes. You know, one is conditioning.
Yeah.
You know,
is it a little tender? I mean, it seems to me that would be soft. He banged that pretty good.
Yeah. You know, yesterday he said it was fine. He looked pretty good yesterday in practice and stuff. But just conditioning wise, you know, he could go for a minute or two, and then he was dead tired.
Well, yeah, and he's going to go full speed. We know that.
Yep.
Let's recap a little bit of the game against Gibbon on the road. A young team, a very athletic team, and you guys had a comfortable lead and had to hang on for dear life.
Yeah, we did. Came out in the third quarter, Randy, and we looked good. We were moving the ball. We shot the ball well. And then all of a sudden, we just couldn't hit baskets. We had some good looks. I told the kids, I think we had 11 turnovers in the game, Randy. And it was one of those where, you know, we just couldn't make some shots. And Reinertsen was making a lot of shots. He was looking good. And the rest of their team were making shots, Randy. It was we were lucky to get out of there with a win. They played exceptionally well. And we didn't play bad, Randy, by any means. We did not play bad. We played pretty good. I watched the film, and I showed the kids some few things on some stuff. But we played pretty good basketball, but Gibbon was up for it. They were ready to play.
They're a good little team.
Yeah.
You're gonna run into some issues there. Let's talk about tonight. Santa Creek 9-5. You kind of take a look at your record, and it's not going to knock your socks off. But if you really delve into it, they've been pretty solid all year.
Yeah, they have, and they're getting the Merman kid back. He's played the last about three games for them. But he's coming back, and that's a big, big person for him to be back. He's a good left-handed shooter. He can knock down the three from about 23, 24, 5 feet out, Randy. He's a good three-ball shooter. He posts up strong. The Heinrichs kid inside, he can do some things, damage in there, and he's their ball handler too. Heinrichs is number 23. He does some real good things. Finds the open person, Lakota kid. Number 35 is a good ball player. They got a good team, Randy. The teams that they've lost to, you know, they lost when they were down a few guys, and ever since they've got them back, they've played exceptionally good basketball. We're going to have our hands full. We've got to come out and be ready to play.
Does it help maybe having the focus of your team with a tight game, just, you know, recent in memory? I mean, very fresh in the memory Tuesday night?
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's what, you know, we got to come in here, and our kids are ready to play. You know, they're excited to play, and, you know, we had a very tough game against Gibbon, and it was close, and our kids did a good job, Randy. They tied it up 50-50, and then we turned the ball over, and they had the ball, and our kids didn't panic on some things. We came down, we got a steal here and there, and made some free throws down the stretch, and got it to 50, it was 55-51 with like 7 seconds to go, and they hit a three, you know, at the buzzer too, so... I mean, but our kids did a good job of keeping their heads. Sometimes you panic.
Yeah.
On the road, their crowd was into it, and our kids did a great job of just keeping their composure, doing what we needed to do. We got a steal, and then we got a missed bucket and a rebound, and got fouled, and went to the free throw line and made free throws.
What do you see as a real key for you guys tonight? I mean, you're at home, but Sandy Creek travels well. The crowd's going to be into it. There's going to be some pretty good energy here in the gym when this game starts.
Yeah, and they like to get up and down, Randy. This is a team that likes to do kind of the things that we do. You know, they get up in your face, play tough man-to-man defense, and they like to get up and down the court. So you know, we're going to have to control the basketball. Not, you know, turnovers are going to be key for us tonight. And we got to do a good job on the boards. I say this every time. Rebounding is a big key for us because sometimes we don't do the best job on the boards. You know, then we kind of are in a dogfight or lose the game and stuff. But if we can control our tempo and control the, you know, our turnovers and the rebounding situation, I think we got a chance to win tonight.
All right, and real quick, let's set the stage a little bit for the conference tournament. You take on Loup City in the first round. That'll be Tuesday night. We'll have that game on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Talk a little bit about Loup City, and you're going to be on the other side of the bracket from Ravenna, so, but that doesn't mean the path is going to be very easy.
Oh, no. You know, Loup City, I've watched them a couple times on film, and they're one of those teams that they're scary, Randy. They can play some dang good basketball. I've seen them where they looked really good, and then they, you know, you're going, okay, which team just did show up here? But they got some players on that team. Their top five is very good basketball team. They run a lot of matchup zones out of it, and, you know, it kind of confuses the kids sometimes on, is this man coach or is this, what is this? No, it's a matchup zone. And you got to be moving and cutting, and you got to hit shots against them because they do a great job of rebounding. It's one of the things I've noticed on film. So, you know, we're going to have, you know, be ready to play. We got McCook tomorrow night, and then we turn right back around on Tuesday and play Loup City. You know,
it's a busy stretch, and
yeah.
That's a long road trip too. Any, you know, right now are you going? What are we thinking driving all the way to McCook? You know, right before the conference tournament. I mean. That's an unusual lineup. I mean, you're looking for – you try to get better by hitting the road.
Yeah.
What are you looking for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, you know, McCook –
besides pizza.
McCook plays a good 1-3-1, Randy, and then they play a good solid man-to-man, and they do some pressing at you. They're long and lanky. I've watched them a couple times on film, and they're all about 6'2", but their arm span seem like they're about 7 foot out there, so – it's going to be a fun game. You know, like I said, it's going to be one of those win or lose. We're going to take some things out of this game.
Well, have fun tomorrow, and
yep.
Good luck to you tonight and then next week.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, Coach Don Lease. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in the third quarter right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you a real quick wrap-up of the halftime scoring for you. As leading the way here for Sandy Creek is going to be Michaela Shaw. Shaw has 9 points here at intermission. 5 for Ashley Harms, 4 for Montana Heinrichs, 3 for Tori Wheeler, 2 for Connor Lowry. For Kearney Catholic, they scored only 3 points in that second quarter. And their leading scorer so far has been Theron Baum with 10. Then 3 points for Allie Prasowski, 2 for Michaela Mestel, and 2 for Morgan Studi. And again, Kearney Catholic only 3 points in that second quarter. They trail it here 23-17. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Cougars have possession of the basketball to start the second half here. They run a little weave off the top. Michaela Shaw with an open look. It is no good from about 15 feet. And Michaela Mestel pulls down her fourth rebound of the game. On the baseline here is Theron Baum. Baum with the motion offense gives it to Prasowski. Back out to Baum. Baum steps up. Long deuce. No good. And the rebound by Tori Wheeler. And Wheeler kicks it up ahead for Shaw. And Kearney Catholic is back there defensively. They'll set up a half-court offense. Heinrichs on the dribble. Will give it off left wing here for Ashley Harms. Lob pass. Down low, Ashley Harms is fouled, and the shot would not fall. They love that backdoor cut. Thought they had an and-one situation, but it rimmed out for Ashley Harms. Nice little set play here for Sandy Creek, and they get what they wanted. They got a foul on Theron Baum, her third of the ball game. She fouled early in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, and now early here in the third. Free throw by Harms was good. Makes it 24-17. Sandy Creek with the lead. Free throw good. So an 8-point lead here for Sandy Creek, 25-17. Sandy Creek, the only loss of the season, came to St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic has lost twice, one of them to St. Cecilia, almost identical scores. Driving on that left side is going to be Mestel, shot no good, rebounded by Anderson, and Anderson is hit on the arm as she put up the putback. And so that'll be a foul here on Sandy Creek. I think they gave that one to Harms. Yes, they did. That is her first personal foul. Both 23 and 43 were there. And they're glad that it went to Harms to spread out the fouls a little bit. Shaw's got one foul. Harms has one. Harms whistle for the foul on Anderson. Anderson's free throw is no good. And Anderson, a 69% free throw shooter, does hit the second. So that's the first point for her in the ball game. Lowry will bring in the offensive zone. Prasowski's going to harass her. They give it off for Shaw. Shaw dumps into the left corner over there for Wheeler. And back around the perimeter we go. Wheeler's going to reset the offense. Takes it near midcourt. Gives it for Shaw. Shaw's picked up there by Anna Howell. Now right side for Wheeler. They lob it down low. Pass was deflected a little bit. Harms gets it. Great little up and under move. Wow, Ashley Harms lays it up and in. Got the defender out of the way. Did a great job of holding onto her pivot foot. And she really got about 3 feet away from that where that pivot foot was. And then pivoted inside another 3 feet and got the defender out of position and was able to lay it up and in. Long pass from Michaela Mestel. Mestel will start her dribble now near midcourt. Gives it for Theron Baum. Baum gets a screen from Mestel. Baum on the dribble and bad pass. It is over to Lowry. That one wasn't even close to the intended receiver. Lowry's going to weave through traffic. Shot no good. Offensive rebound for Shaw. Shaw's shot won't fall. And now a foul on the second one. Ashley Harms got the second rebound, and now she'll go to the line as she was hit on the arm after pulling down the rebound. And I think that one is going to be on Michaela Mestel, and it is. That's the second on Mestel. So Mestel has two. Baum has three here for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw is up and good for Ashley Harms. And Harms has hit four straight free throws. She's four out of five from the line. Has 11 points in the ballgame. Second free throw, no good. As soon as you start talking about somebody's free throw shooting, they miss. Rebounded by Anderson. So here comes Kearney Catholic. Prasowski's going to step up, fire an off-balance three. Didn't have her feet underneath her very well. She missed the shot, and Ashley Harms pulls down the rebound. Good idea. She just didn't do a very good job jump-stopping. Entry pass down low, stolen away by Mestel. Stars are on the run. Mestel's going to drive. Mestel draws the contact, and she hits the shot. And Sandy Creek wanted to travel. Kearney Catholic fans wanted to foul. Neither got either. And so it's 28-20 because the shot does go in for Mestel. Left wing, Heinrichs. Lob pass knocked away by Heinrichs. It's going to be a jump ball. Heinrichs caught the ball. Harms, caught the ball with Mestel. It ends up being a held ball in a sense when they did that. Mestel knocked Harms down, but she helped pick her back up. Alternating possession will give Kearney Catholic the basketball here. And they give it for Anna Howell. 28-20, Sandy Creek with the lead. Kearney Catholic on the dribble here. 4:52 to go as Howell brings it across the timeline. She'll give it to Mestel here in the third quarter. To Anderson, top of the key. Anderson bounce pass back out for Mestel. She shoots an open three and hits a three. Simple little play there. Just give it to your post player, top of the key. Come out to the wing, get the bounce pass, and hit the open jumper. Heinrichs, lob pass left wing for Harms. Harms jumper over Anderson, no good. Mestel fighting for the rebound. It's Wheeler, I think, that pulls it down. Yes, she does. She'll kick it out for Shaw. Shaw will penetrate, give it to Harms, and Harms will hit the jumper. Again, both these two teams really pass the ball well. They really get it to an open player. They have not taken too many bad shots. Kick for Baum. Baum is going to penetrate. Little bunny hook, bounces around, good. Theron Baum with 12 in the game. 30-25. Sandy Creek with a 5-point lead. As Heinrichs brings in the offensive zone, Prasowski knocks the ball loose, and it's stolen away by Anna Howe. They do not have numbers. Kearney Catholic's going to run anyway. They give it to Prasowski on the baseline. She'll kick it in the corner. Open is Mestel for three, and she hits it. You could just feel that when they found that long skip pass that Mestel was going to be open. She caught in rhythm, and she makes it a two-point ball game. 30-28. Pass tip, the top of the key. Harms gets it. They're going to tie it up. Anderson tied it up. Messel tied it up. Possession arrow pointing to Sandy Creek, so they'll keep the basketball. And they're going to let them inbound it underneath the baseline, even though the held ball was, I think, in front of the free throw line. It had been pretty close. In any event, it's on the baseline. Checking in here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Shayla Connor. Again, if it's above the free throw line, you inbound on the sideline. And if it's below it, you throw it in on the baseline. A lot easier to score on the baseline when you inbound it. They'll toss it in for Heinrichs. And Heinrichs lost the ball. That's a turnover forced by Nestle. Nestle knocked the ball loose, and Sandy Creek turns it over. So Kearney Catholic with a chance to take the lead back. They led by as many as 10 in the early stages, but a 17-2 run for Sandy Creek put them up by about 7 or 8, and it's been about that ever since. But Stars right now have cut into it. Whitney calling on the dribble, had the ball knocked out of her hands by Dylan Woodbury, right into the Kearney Catholic bench. Stars will inbound. Jamie McCann checks in, and she'll give it for Mestel. Mestel's hit a couple of three-pointers here. Last couple of possessions. Entry pass on the inside for Theron Baum. In traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken out by Ashley Harms. And Harms is able to keep the possession. And they'll get it off for Heinrichs. And again, a couple of times, the ball's knocked loose by that with contact. And the team that maybe was fouled gets the ball back. These officials have not called the foul. Shaw's going to drive. Shaw, great body control, lays it up and in. She got Messel out of position. Messel did a good job of not getting the foul, and Shaw stepped up and hit it. Driving here is going to be Messel. Messel pushed on the way in, and it's going to be a foul. And that will be a little push here, I believe, on Taylor Heinrichs. Nope, not on Heinrichs, but rather Dylan Woodbury. 45 instead of 35. They were both there. And Mestel goes to the line to shoot two, and the first free throw was no good. Mestel, 8 points in the quarter, 10 in the game, a 71% free throw shooter. With 2:37 to go, 4-point lead for Sandy Creek. Free throw is no good. Score remains 32-28. Long pass up ahead. Heinrichs has it. Heinrichs has the ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is Connor. Stars are on the run. Connor on the dribble on the left side. Does not have numbers. Kicks it back out. Theron Baum will try a trail three. No good. Connor pulls down the rebound. Kicks it out for Baum. Now for Mestel. Mestel steps up. 20-foot jumper good. Michaela Mestel missed a couple of free throws, but she hit the field goal there to make it 32-30. Sandy Creek on the bounce with a two-point lead. Heinrichs will kick right wing. Looking inside now is going to be Michaela Shaw. Shaw gives top of the circle. Now swing left wing for Heinrichs. Backdoor cut. Shot for Heinrichs. No good. Rebound by Mestel. A good look there. A good set play there. And Sandy Creek just couldn't hit the shot on the inside. Mestel will kick on the left wing. With it is McCann. McCann lobs it in for Theron Baum. Off of Baum's hands and out of bounds. Couldn't quite make that connection. That would probably need to be lofted just a little bit more. It was more of a direct pass. Probably need a little bit more air underneath it. Theron Baum and Michaela Mestel, both a little winded. They'll come out of the game. Whitney Colling and Anna Howell check in for those two. 100 seconds to go, third quarter. This one has been worthy of a top 10 matchup, that is for sure. Heinrichs will kick left wing for Shaw. She looks to the inside. Open top of the key is Wheeler, but she'll kick on the corner here for Heinrichs. They entered on the inside, knocked loose, but into the hands of Shaw, and Shaw will drive it up and in. Shaw, 13 in the game. Ball was not loose by Howell, but into the hands of Shaw. And now Howell will bring it across the timeline here for Kearney Catholic. They trail it 34-30. Driving is Connor. Connor drives the baseline. Bounce pass for Colling. Has her shot blocked and into the hands of Ashley Harms. So Harms pulls down the rebound. They get it up ahead, and they run it. They're going to call a block on Anna Howell. And I thought she was there set. She must have turned her body at the last second or something, because she was there in time, and it will be a block whistled on Anna Howell. And again, if you're there, you still can't move even as you're being hit. And Harms was dribbling through there. And so Harms will inbound here for Sandy Creek. They get it for Shaw. Shaw's going to drive the lane. Shaw off glass. Bounces on the rim. No good. Gets a rebound, and her shot won't fall, but she'll go to the line again. Her first trip to the line, my apologies. Again, she gets the offensive rebound, and she'll head to the line. She's got 13 points in the game. This is her first trip to the line. And Allie Prasowski whistled for her second personal foul. The free throw is up and good. And again, one thing Sandy Creek does very well as a team, and they're doing it tonight, is shoot from the free throw line. 35-30. Second free throw good. 6-point lead here for the Cougars and allows them to put on their full court press. Morgan Studi gets the inbound. She'll bring it across the timeline. She's picked up defensively, so she'll kick it off on that left side. Dribbling here is going to be Jamie McCann. McCann has the ball stripped away. Michaela Shaw comes up with it. 43 seconds left. Number 43 on the dribble. Tough layup attempt there for Shaw. No good. Anna Howell pulls down the rebound. She dribbles through traffic. Doesn't have numbers. Stops on the baseline. Finds Anderson in the lane. And Anderson will bank it up and in. Her first field goal of the night. Makes it 36-32. 25 seconds to go. Sandy Creek will try to add on to their lead here late in quarter number three. Shaw looks on the inside. We'll work it back around the perimeter. Left wing, Heinrichs has it. Heinrichs gets it out to Lowry. Lowry will fire a long three. No good. Offensive rebound. Shaw from 15 feet. Won't fall. Rebound tipping around. Coming up with it. We got a whistle on the inside. Didn't see whoever came up with it. No one did. And it is going to be a hell ball. So Kearney Catholic will get it with alternating possessions with 3.6 seconds to go in the quarter. And they got to cover about 84 feet in that period of time. They inbound it to Howell. Howell with 1 second left, and she double dribbled with it with 0.4 to go. This couldn't have gone any worse for Kearney Catholic. First of all, you don't really have much time to do anything with the alternating possession. And then with 0.4 to go, they lose possession of it, and Sandy Creek with the opportunity to do something with it. And so the Cougars, let's see if they can get a real quick shot off. It's going to be a catch and release kind of deal. Caught by Shaw, released top of the key, banks it up left, and they're waving it off. They are waving it off. She caught the ball, pivoted, and shot, and that's probably not enough time in point four. She hit the shot, caught and fired, but with point four, they're going to say she did not have enough time to do what she did. A bit of a break here for Kearney Catholic as Sandy Creek holds on to a 4-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. It's 36-32. Sandy Creek, we're back with the fourth quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, the Sandy Creek game film right next to us, and we slowed it down and we listened, and we're still not sure. In any event, with 0.3 to go, they're going to, 0.4 to go, we're going to say Sandy Creek did not have enough time to get up the shot. So it is a 4-point lead here for the Cougars, and that one counts. Michaela Shaw got it just inside the 3-point arc, and she hits the shot. 6-point lead. Quickly, Starr is dumping in underneath. Ball is blocked. The block by Shaw. She comes out of there with it. She's going to lead a fast break here for the Cougars. Bounce pass inside for Wheeler, and Wheeler's going to lay it up and in. What a big series. A great pass on the inside. Shaw got the block, dribbled up court. Then she gets the assist. That's a big turn here for the Cougars. Shaw knocks the ball loose again into the hands of Connor. Connor, along the baseline in a little bit of trouble, gets it out for Mestel and will reset the offense. 8-point lead here for Sandy Creek. Bounce pass for Connor in the corner. Back out for Mestel. She'll shoot an open three. In and out, no good. And how is that not a foul on Connor? I don't know, but the rebound was taken out of there by Ashley Harms. Her 7th rebound of the game. So Wheeler will help work it into the corner here for Harms. Harms back out for Wheeler. Top of the key, Lowry for three, and she hits the three. the Sandy Creek fans are on their feet. So's Rick Petrie calling a timeout. It's 43-32. Sandy Creek has pushed the lead out to 11.
With 6:45 to go, we're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, a 7-0 run here to start the fourth quarter has, check that, a 9-0 run to start the fourth quarter here for Sandy Creek, and they lead at 43-32. I should just stick with my original gut there. It's a 7-0 run to start quarter number four, 43-32. What was just a four-point lead has grown to 11. And a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. And they don't have a whole lot of time to right the ship. They've been battling. They were down by, about 10. They got back to within one possession. And now they got work to do again. And Sandy Creek forces the block shot on one end. And then the play by Michaela Shaw. That was just great offense and defense, all-around play by Michaela Shaw. Pass on that left side, entry pass inside for Anderson. And Anderson has the ball taken away, but they're going to say Michaela Shaw committed the foul. That'll be just her second personal foul. So the Stars will inbound underneath their own basket. They're going to spread things out across the court. Anderson will dive in, but they'll give it out to Baum, top of the key. Baum gets a little screen, will drive, left-handed layup, good. Theron Baum shoots it over, a nice screen set by Allie Prasoski, and the Stars cut the lead back down to single digits. It's 43-34. On the dribble, Lowry. Lowry kicks top of the circle for Wheeler. Right wing here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it off of a screen for Michaela Shaw, and Shaw will give it off for Lowry. Lowry hit a three here in the fourth quarter to really open out the lead. Shaw has it on the right side working against Anderson. She takes it to the baseline, little ball fake, kicks back out for Wheeler. Nobody's on the inside at all here for Sandy Creek as they're passing the ball around outside, and they give it in for Shaw. Again, they're up by nine. They can be patient. Shaw's going to drive in, and she's going to score. Just worked her way around Megan Anderson. And Messel now will have it top of the circle. Entry pass on the left side for Theron Baum. Baum, quick jumper. That's too strong. And rebound taken out by Tori Wheeler. That was not what Kearney Catholic wanted. That was not a good look at the basket. 19 points in the game for Michaela Shaw. She's got the basketball. Gives left side here for Harm. She'll fire a quick three. No good. That probably isn't what they wanted either. And the rebound by Prasoski. And Prasoski gets it ahead to Anna Howell. Howell gives it top of the circle. Long two for Theron Baum. It's no good. And Ashley Harms pulls down yet another rebound. I have her with nine in the game. And Heinrichs will give on the left side. Lowry, little fake on the inside, does throw it through there. And it's off the hands of one of the Stars and out of bounds. Trying to connect with Tori Wheeler and couldn't just quite get the ball in there enough. Kayla Shundoff is going to come in here for Anderson with 4:59 to go, fourth quarter, 45-34. Sandy Creek with the lead. Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Check that. Sandy Creek with the lead and the basketball. Shaw will give it off on their right wing. Ball fake here by Harms. She'll give it top of the circle. Putting it on her hip is going to be Heinrichs. She has it knocked loose by Prasoski. So Heinrichs will dribble through a double team, gets it to the 15-foot mark, and hits the jumper right from the corner. And she hits it from the elbow. And Montana Heinrichs, 6 points in the game. Her first field goal of the night makes it 47-34. 13-point Sandy Creek lead with 4.5 minutes to go. Michaela Mestel, bounce pass out for Anna Howell. Howell has it on the baseline. We'll skip it for Theron Baum. She's got it top of the key. Left side for Mestel. Mestel on the dribble is picked up there by Michaela Shaw, who has had a wonderful night both ends of the court. Bounce pass for Howell. Howell in the lane gets it for Theron Baum. Baum, top of the key. Now from 15 foot, little jumper blocked by Ashley Harms. Out of bounds. Nope, saved in there by Anna Howell. They'll kick it out. Three-pointer for Mestel. No good. saved by Prosovsky. Ball still loose. Shundoff comes up with it. And they'll get the ball back around. Prosovsky will fire a three and hit a three. Timeout starts. Three-pointer makes it a 10-point ball game. 3:44 to go. Timeout Kearney Catholic. They trail it 47-37. We're back after this.
The most recommended by far. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. As the Stars got a little work to do, but they call the timeout to maybe help put on the press just a little bit here. Stars have one timeout left. Sandy Creek has three with 3:44 to go here. Important stat on the board, 47-37. Sandy Creek with the lead and the basketball. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, and the Stars are going to go full court press here. Cougars can run the baseline if they want to. Don't need to, as Harms is able to get it in. Now Kearney Catholic, it appears, is going to pick up the defense at half court. Shaw is just going to hand the ball off here for Montana Heinrich. Heinrich's working up against Whitney Colling, and Colling picks up the foul. That'll be the fifth foul on Kearney Catholic. Might be one of those deals where you go for the steal, and if you don't get it right away, commit the foul so we can get the other team to the free throw line. They inbound it to Shaw. They don't want Baum to be the one committing the foul, so they get the ball back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs is picked up there by Colling, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Colling with 3:27 to go. And the Cougars will inbound at the end of the bench. Five team fouls on Kearney Catholic. Inbounds for Heinrichs, working up against the pressure put on by Whitney Colling. And they'll give it back out for Lowry. Lowry on the dribble. Prosovsky, pretty good pressure put on there. Gives it for Harms. Harms has it stolen away. The steal by Mestel. Mestel slows down, lays it up, and in. Michaela Mestel, first bucket of the fourth quarter here, makes it 47-39. 8-point Sandy Creek lead. Cougars have it in the offensive zone. Shaw gives it top of the circle for Harms. Harms had a little trouble handling the pass. She would have been wide open from about 10 feet away if she would have made a good clean catch. Shaw has the ball knocked loose, gets the ball back. She's going to penetrate, lob it down low. That's Heinrichs. Nice catch by Heinrichs. A little bit too strong on the bank shot, and it's rebounded by Colling. Stars on the run. Way open is Theron Baum. She's going to let traffic clear. Misses a bunny, and then the rebound is pulled out of there by Harms, and then Baum commits the foul. Harms with a little elbow at the end of it, but the foul was originally committed by Theron Baum, her fourth, after she missed a bunny. And that might be just how this night's going to go here for Kearney Catholic. 2.5 to go in the ball game. It'd been a two-possession game had they hit a wide-open shot underneath. Harms on the dribble, and we got a timeout here for Sandy Creek. 2:22 to go, fourth quarter. 47-39, Sandy Creek with an 8-point lead and the basketball. We come back after this timeout.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, it has been Cougar ball. This is what Sandy Creek does. They pressure the ball very well. They pass the ball very well. They are so well coached and just fundamentally sound. And they always seem to have a real good athlete that they can kind of go to. And that good athlete tonight has been Michaela Shaw. To me, the sequence of the night was she scored on one end of the court, blocked a shot on the other end of the court, penetrated down, and then got the assist. So she had 4 points, stopped a Kearney Catholic bucket. And really, that was a 6-point swing. And right now we got an 8-point ball game with 2:22 to go. 47-39. Just as Kearney Catholic was cutting that lead down to 2, could have tied it. She made a 4-point game and then helped make it a 6-point game without giving up a bucket in between. That was an important series. Inbounded for Montana Heinrichs. Heinrichs will kick off on the left side for Taylor Heinrichs. Taylor will give it top of the circle here for Ashley Harms. On that right side for Montana. Montana looking inside for Michaela. and they can't find her, so they give it to Ashley Harms. Ashley on the dribble, gives it now top of the circle here for Montana Heinrich. They're working the clock a little bit. Lowry gives it off left side for Michaela Shaw. 2 minutes to go in the game. Right wing, Taylor Heinrich has it. She'll give it top of the circle here for Ashley Harms. Kearney Catholic, I'm a little surprised not committing a foul here. Thought they'd want to shut off the clock. They get the ball on the right wing here for Taylor Heinrich. She's a JV player. I don't know why they don't foul her. Shaw will give it on the left side. Backdoor cut. Harms. And Harms is fouled right underneath the basket. And you can hear the folks from Sandy Creek with the cheer. They're happy that they worked off about 45 seconds. That possession got a pretty good look at the basket. And then the foul whistled on Megan Anderson. That is going to be her second. So this will be two shots here because Harms was in the act of shooting, and she hits the first free throw. Points in the game right now for Ashley Harms. With a minute 38 to go, she makes it a 9-point ball game. Second free throw up and good. It's a 15-point night so far for Ashley Harms. Shaw with 19 and a 10-point lead here for the Cougars. In the left, Anderson works it back around on the left side. Michaela Mestel on the baseline. Long jumper up. No good. And a foul on the rebound. Allie Prosofsky commits the foul on the rebound. So that is a foul here on the Stars with a minute 21 to go. It will be a 1-1 as Montana Heinrichs, who is a perfect 4-for-4 from the line, will step to the charity stripe here to shoot a 1-1. Again, Kearney Catholic going to make some substitutions in there. And the free throw is up and good. Check that. I thought that it was Harms that would have been, Heinrichs rather, going to the line, but it's Taylor Heinrichs, not Montana. And Taylor hits the front end of the 1-1, and the second one is an air ball. So they'll stop the clock, but it's an 11-point Sandy Creek lead here. 50-39, minute 21 to go. Mestel on the dribble. Kearney Catholic, who won 49 in a row in this building, running the risk of losing two of their last three. Mestel gives it on the baseline. Pass is going to go in the backcourt and lets it stolen away by the Cougars. Ball is loose, and they're going to say it was over and back. Allie Prosofsky does touch it, and it will be over and back. I think the ball went out of bounds anyway. Only counts as one turnover. Cougars will inbound, leading by 11 with a minute 5 to go here. Ashley Harms will get the ball in for Lowry. Lowry kicks on the right side for Taylor Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it back out to Montana Heinrichs, who's perfect 4-for-4 from the line, instead of the JV player who is 1 out of 2. And that will be the starter, Montana Heinrichs, who will shoot a 1-1. This will be the final 1-1 of the ball game here. Any foul from here on out by Kearney Catholic will send the Cougars to the line to shoot two. Rick Petrie making some substitutions, kind of offensive substitutions here. As Whitney Colling checks in the game, she's out there with Theron Baum and Shayla Connor and Allie Prosofsky. The free throw is up and good for Montana Heinrichs. 5-for-5 from the line here on the night. 58.2 to go. Second free throw, perfect. She barely even moves the net as she gets it through there. That's some good free throw shooting, and Sandy Creek shooting very well as a team from the line. 13-point lead. On the dribble is Mestel. Mestel, 15-foot jumper up and good. And a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. That'll be their final timeout with 46.9 to go. 52-41. Sandy Creek with an 11-point lead and the basketball, and we come back right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
the Stars cannot call any more timeouts. They have used their final timeout. They do have the possession arrow pointing their way, but, you know, Sandy Creek, they can be pretty aggressive defensively still because they've only committed three team fouls. And I'll tell you what, there's a long way to go here for Kearney Catholic. They are still down by 11. And that's, if things go right, that's still four possessions in 46.9 seconds to go. And if the Stars come back in this one, Basketball Hall of Fame is going to want to see the game film because it's going to be something incredible. The inbounds by Harms. She's able to get it in for Michaela Shaw. Shaw will get the ball back out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs brings it across the timeline. Heinrichs on the dribble, gives now left side for Taylor Heinrichs. And Taylor Heinrichs is going to head to the line. She's one out of two. And again, that's, if you're Kearney Catholic, that's probably who you want to send to the line. She's a JV player, and she's played in the JV game, not really actually even listed on the varsity roster. Free throw up and good. So you just take a look at that, and you think, all right, that's probably who you want to send there. But she strokes in the free throw here, making it 52-41. But again, if you're Coach Russ Neinmeier, there's probably a reason that Taylor Heinrichs is on the court. Free throw is up and good. So she hits the free throw. She's three out of four from the line. Allie Prasovsky will bring it in the offensive zone. She gives it up ahead to Mestel. Mestel, top of the circle here for Theron Baum. Baum's going to penetrate, and shot nearly went in. We got a foul before the shot. It would have counted had it gone. And as she was beginning the shot is really when the foul happened, so it would have been a bit of a continuation. And Theron Baum, who's three out of four from the free throw line, she'll have two shots. And Montana Heinrichs, that's her third personal foul. The free throw, good. For Baum. And Baum now with 15 points in the game. Baum's second free throw is on the way and good. And Kearney Catholic's going to make a substitution. Kayla Shundoff going to come in, kind of protecting Theron Baum a little bit from fouling out, and it allows them to stop things so they can put the press on a little bit. When that happens, Connor Lowry is going to come back into the game here for Russ Neinmeier and the Cougars, who would, it appear, will pick up a win here tonight. They lead at 54-43. Inbounds for Montana Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is ridden by Michaela Mestel, and that will be the third on Mestel. Mestel with 16 points on the night so far. And at the line for two shots is going to be Montana Heinrichs. And Heinrichs, perfect from the line still. She is 7 for 7 from the line. And again, you kind of have to commit the fouls, but Sandy Creek has not allowed Kearney Catholic to come back into this game. Heinrichs with another free throw here with 23.6 to go. And her free throw, perfect. She is 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Connor will bring in the offensive zone. Give it for Mestel. Mestel, quick three, and she hits the three. That's a pretty play. 19 in the game here for Michaela Mestel. The inbounds for Shaw, and Shaw gets it to Montana Heinrichs, and Heinrichs is going to go the line again with 9.5 to go. And again, I think if you're Kearney Catholic, you can give up the ghost. He is still coaching Russ Neinmeier. Michaela Shaw comes over. He stops her as she's heading down. Wanted to talk to her. Pats her on the back. Sends her back into battle. Free throw good for Heinrichs. <laughs> 11 points in the game so far for Montana Heinrichs. And now another free throw, 10 for 10 from the line by Montana Heinrichs. Let me double check that. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 for 10 from the line for Montana Heinrichs. And a quick timeout here for Sandy Creek with 9.5 to go. They lead at 58-46. We'll just keep it right here as Kearney Catholic out of timeouts. And I think one thing that Coach Neinmeier is just going to say, look, if they score, fine, don't inbound the ball because Kearney Catholic can't stop the clock, and they got 5 seconds to inbound it after they get the ball. So, you know, just don't really rush getting the ball and then don't inbound it. That's my guess. A little surprise, Sandy Creek is going to go full court press here. Just kind of slow things down a little bit. And the inbounds goes into the hands of Whitney Colling. Colling brings in the offensive zone. Coach Neinmeyer dumped his bench, is why he called the timeout. Shot no good. Whitney Colling with the rebound. Kicks it out to Theron Baum. Shot at the buzzer will not fall. And Sandy Creek picks up the win here in girls basketball. Your final, it's Sandy Creek 58, Kearney Catholic 46. Very impressive win tonight here for Sandy Creek as the Stars got points from Messel and Baum and just not too many other folks. And as a result, the number 9 team in the state falls to number 2 Sandy Creek. The Cougars on the road with a 58-46 win over Kearney Catholic. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Back here to Kearney Catholic High School as its second-ranked Sandy Creek picking up a 58-46 win over Kearney Catholic. A very impressive win here for Sandy Creek. And where to begin? I guess one of the areas that I would probably talk about first would be the free throw shooting here in the game, because Kearney Catholic down the stretch was forced to, you know, commit a foul now and again to try to get things going here. And Sandy Creek with 16, 18, 21 points from the free throw line. They were 21 of, let's see, there's two misses, three misses. They were 21 of 24 from the free throw line. 21 of 24 in the game. And, wow, that's pretty impressive. That's about 88% free throw shooting here for Sandy Creek. And, again, the big weapon on that was Montana Heinrich. She was a perfect 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Michaela Shaw was also perfect. She was 2 for 2. Ashley Harms was 6 out of 8. And Taylor Heinrichs was 3 out of 4. So everybody is shooting 75% or better from the free throw line. And you had one player who went a perfect 10 for 10. And Sandy Creek wins this one 58-46. And again, at halftime, it was a 6-point lead for Sandy Creek. It got down to 2, and then Michaela Shaw got a bucket, went down to the other end of the court, got a block shot after a great pass on the baseline, got the block, dribbled out with it, drove, bounced past it out for a layup on the other end. So she got a bucket, a block, and an assist, and a rebound, all in the span of about 7 seconds there. And Sandy Creek, who could have had that lead cut down to 2 again, Kearney Catholic getting momentum, they were able to push that out. And Sandy Creek never looked back. They never trailed after the first quarter. They were down by 10 in the first quarter. They went on a 17-2 run, took the lead, and Sandy Creek never looked back. They win at 58-46. There were three players in double figures here for Sandy Creek, and we'll take a look at those numbers right here on the Misco Sports postgame report. Misco Sports has served Kearney and Central Nebraska for, well, generations now, and even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco can still help your high school teams and other organizations of the area with the same great service that they have known for years. You want to get a hold of their sales staff, many of which have Kearney ties as well. If you want to get a hold of them, all you have to do is reach them in area code 308-728-5261. Again, for Misco Sports and their unparalleled service, dial 308-728-5261. Let's check the scoring here for Sandy Creek. They had three players in double figures led by Michaela Shaw. So Shaw finished with 19 points on the night to go with 10 rebounds as well. So a double-double for Shaw. She also finished with three blocks on the night and a handful of assists. So 19 and 10 here for Michaela Shaw. She's a leading scorer for Sandy Creek. After that, 15 points for Ashley Harms. And Harms also finished with eight rebounds on the night. 12 points for Montana Heinrichs. Again, 10 of those from the free throw line. Connor Lowry with five. 5 points for Tori Wheeler. And 3 points for Taylor Heinrichs. She was three out of four from the free throw lines. Those 3 points, the only 3 points off the bench here for Sandy Creek. For Kearney Catholic, they were led tonight by Michaela Mesto. Mesto finished with 17 points in the second half. She finished with 19 points in the game. So 19 in the game for Mesto, 16 for Theron Baum, 3 for Allie Prasoski, 3 for Megan Anderson, and 2 for Morgan Studi. Kearney Catholic, number 9 in the state. They fall here as they've kind of gone on a little bit of a schneid here as of late, as they have, let me double check it here, they have lost 3 of their last 6 ball games, losing here to Sandy Creek, and Kearney Catholic is now 15-3 on the season. Sandy Creek now 13-1. Once again, your final in girls basketball, 58-46. Sandy Creek with the win over Kearney Catholic. Sandy Creek, according to the Omaha paper, number 2 in the state. Kearney Catholic, number 9. The Kearney Catholic boys also number 9 in the state. They'll be taking on Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, no slouch here in boys basketball as the Cougars come in with a record of 9-5. They played a pretty tough schedule, 9-5. And Coach Lease, a lot of respect for the Cougars coming in as Kearney Catholic will have the services tonight of Brian Huseman. First time in a couple weeks since he's been injured against Gothenburg, and he'll have to go back out there. We'll be limited a little bit, but Kearney Catholic, happy to see him come back in this one. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll step away for about 10-12 minutes or so. We'll be back with coverage of high school basketball between Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic, this time for the boys game. Once again, the final in the girls, 58-46. Sandy Creek with a win over Kearney Catholic. We'll step away. We'll send it back to regular programming for a little while, and then we'll be back with the boys' game in about 12 minutes or so.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.